Hello! Welcome to Oh No, Ross and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, claims of the paranormal. No, no, no. We take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Carrie Poppy.
I'm Ross Blotcher. I was going to say Ross Blotcher G.
Because of who we're talking about today.
Yeah, you could be Carrie Nanda.
Totally. I should be.
So we're about to tell you all about two new people with one name.
That's right.
That we're really excited about. Let's just tell them.
Twin Ray.
That's right. Twin Ray.
That's an entity made up of two people, a husband and a wife.
If you'd just told me Twin Ray before, I would have pictured like a robot in one of those 50s B-movie films. You know, trying to like zap everybody. Twin like Ray.
Ed
watch
Wood
out.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Yes. There you go. But no, this is a spiritual couple that we've kind of known about for a little while, but boy, did we encounter them at the Conscious Life Expo.
But before we get to that.
What is it, Carrie?
It is the best couple of weeks.
What's happening?
Of the entire year. It is Max Fun Drive.
Max Fun Drive. Max Fun Drive. Oh my goodness.
It is the time when we all take our honeymoons and we leave.
Oh, that's what you did last Max Fun Drive.
Yes, just kidding. Well, this Max Fun Drive, I'm staying.
And well, we're so excited. We hope you're excited. This is the best time of the year to support this podcast. And I know actually a lot of you do reach out and say like, hey, when is Max Fun Drive coming? When can I start supporting you? Because
I feel bad not giving you my money yet.
I'm ready and willing. So now is the time. And if you do it, there's going to be all of these great bonuses. We're going to tell you all about them in this episode. So just wait for that and then hear it and then be inspired. But you can get started right now. You can go to MaximumFun.org/join and fill it out. Fill it out as you're hearing us. And then later on, you'll be like, oh my goodness, I'm so glad I did that.
I'm so relieved that I've already made this commitment. And there's going to be some really, really, really excellent news coming up in a little bit about Max Fun.
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay. But till then, let's put a pin in it. Or as Girl Ray might say, that's what I call the girl in Twin Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put a pin in it.
Okay, so they're Girl Ray and Guy Ray?
Yeah. Oh, I've been calling them Girl Ray and Boy Ray, but I...
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Because they have moving names.
Okay, how do we introduce you all to Twin Ray? So they're...
Visually?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, picture a white Jesus.
Yes.
And you're 90% of the way there for Boy Ray.
And then picture a white woman...
Kind of Mother Mary vibes, at least if she's wearing a cowl.
Yes.
But lighter hair, kind of a light brunette.
Right. Very cultivated look, you know, very makeup, very glamorous.
Thin nose.
Pretty hair. Both thin and both wearing all white all the time.
Yeah. All white, maybe some off-white, maybe
yeah,
a little
maybe
bit
some
of
cream.
Eggshell, a little bit of beige.
And he has what I'm pretty sure is a real... Australian or New Zealander accents.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine accessing awe-inspiring knowledge that is facilitated and energetically architected to create an accelerated result for inner peace, lasting happiness, physical radiance, great abundance, and universal love.
She is doing something.
Okay. yeah, indeed. She has different accents every time you hear her.
Yeah.
So
something approaching British, Australian.
Mid-Atlantic.
Yes. Something with longer vowels than American. And yet this woman's definitely American. We'll get into it.
Imagine learning masterfully crafted wisdom, combining with proven sciences with ancient and esoteric secrets. All shared to bring out your latent potentials, high sensibilities, and even your spiritual gifts.
Okay, so white and off-white. So picture that on Jesus and the near Mary and gold accents visually, not to reference their speaking accents. And so his name, his legal name is Akasha Sananda, that's Boy Ray.
And Girl Ray's legal name is Miananda Shakina.
So that probably already gives you an indication of kind of the tradition spiritually that they're interested in. Yeah. Hopefully you're getting a bit of a picture now. But yeah, she describes that as meaning the visible majesty of the divine presence.
Mm.
Because
don't have to tell me that twice.
When I hear Shekinah, or normally I would hear it as Shekinah, that would refer to the Shekinah glory. That's the presence of the Holy Spirit sitting on the Ark of the Covenant.
Okay.
When God comes to dwell amongst us.
Oh, interesting, because she sometimes goes by Shekinah Ma,
mm-hmm.
which is like mother.
Yeah.
She says she's the divine mother.
Sort of an honorific as well, yeah.
Interesting, okay.
And then Akasha, I assume that's kind of related to the Akashic records for the guy. He also goes as Sanandaji. That's usually how he'll introduce himself when they're saying who they are. But G is that honorific that just means respected. Mm-hmm. And then Sananda is a feminine form, I think, of Ananda, just meaning joyful or happiness. And so these are names that they've kind of adopted, but again, made their legal names.
Yeah.
It's so hard to know in which order to tell all this, but we got to see them at the Conscious Life Expo. That's right. We've covered it quite a bit. Do we need to go back? But yes. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. There's so much new stuff every year, and they're all these self-contained little characters with their own little stories going on.
And it's, I think the event just keeps growing. And this year, it was packed.
It was packed with Onrack listeners.
Yeah, that's true. Like, well, in every session I went to, even ones where I thought, oh, there's not going to be too many people here, the room would still be full.
Yeah.
And they would
sometimes
have like
fire exit blocked full.
Yeah. And they would have like 8 sessions going on at the same time. So there were a lot of people there, and pretty amazing. A lot of our own listeners, hello out there, were inspired to go see at least 11, maybe
13.
13.
There were at least 13 that
listeners
we knew about.
Like approached us, said like, hey, by the way, I came here because of you. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Really cool. But yeah, we're not going to do this as like a Conscious Life Expo series. We're just going to talk about these new and some previous folks that we encountered. So we got to see Bashar again.
Mm-hmm. Our man.
But we also got to experience some new folks like Twin Ray.
Yes.
Who again, we'd heard about.
Look
but
them.
Just seeing them in person. Yeah, Carrie and I are looking at a picture of them at this session that we both attended called Living Heaven on Earth.
We'll get to more of this workshop and what it entailed, but just to give you a taste, the goal of this 45-minute session, as stated at the top of the talk, was the intention of this workshop tonight is to take you through every single stage of the ascension process, the evolution of your soul through the evolution of spirituality.
Yeah, that was Sanandaji's encapsulation, right? How he described it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bold. That an hour and a half, and they're going to cover all of that?
Yeah.
Our whole spiritual advancement
plan? Yeah, it's like, you're going to achieve nirvana before you leave this room.
Sure.
This hell.
No wonder they're the hot new commodity in the spiritual landscape.
It seems like it. So here's what's really bizarre. This room was completely full.
Mm-hmm.
They have a pretty strong website game. They're selling a lot of stuff. It just feels like this big operation.
Established property, right?
And then we go and look like what's already been said about these two, what kind of ink has been spilled, and so little information about these two exists anywhere.
They don't have a Wikipedia page. Yeah, nobody's done like any investigative journalism on them. So usually there are other resources we can look at and say, okay, all right, so we know that. But these folks have established themselves fairly recently. It seems like they've done it with a lot of social media savvy, with a lot of financing that has helped them kind of build up this operation in Ashland, Oregon very quickly. But their history is going to take them through a lot of other different places.
I think the first thing you have to know about these people is how they talk.
Yes, both visually and audibly. I think they make a real impression right off the bat.
Yeah.
And apparently word about them had already spread enough. This was their first Conscious Life Expo, but they're one of the few featured people on the cover of the brochure.
Mm. Like the cover? Whoa. Oh, I see. Where there's only like...
Which is a big deal. You know, like Dell...
14 headshots.
A big deal like Dell Bigtree. We'll tell you about him later.
Yeah, Linda Moulton Howe.
She's on there. Deborah King, right next to Twin Ray. Jimmy Church.
Jimmy Church.
Excuse me. Jimmy Church.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't even know who you were talking about.
Bashar, George Nori, you know, like these are the big names.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're already on there because I think people know like they're on their way up.
Yeah.
And like you say, when we got in the room, it was funny. I managed to get a seat and I was looking around, where's Carrie? Because we had just been downstairs before in the booths, you know, everybody's selling their own wares or trying to get you interested in their thing. And we were talking to this guy who was really excited about the Maitreya. Not to be confused with Buddha Maitreya, who was also represented there, who we've done an episode on. This was a different Maitreya.
Oh, but yes.
He was cornering us and he was being so in our faces.
That's right. I just left you with him, didn't I?
And Carrie was like, I'm having none of this. I'm getting out of here. And yeah, he totally abandoned me to his like intense there. No, that's fine. That's fine. I was collecting his literature. I was interested in this different Maitreya, but I finally escaped from him and I went to the room. And so I was like, well, you were going straight there and you had a lead on me. I think you went to the wrong room, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. I
you
don't
said
know
it was
why
hard
was...
to find.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so I was five rows back on the left side and 72 seats, I think there were. And then it was standing room only beyond that. So
there I had to lean against a wall when I got in there.
At least like another
a wall.
Oh,
me.
Exhausting. Yeah, must have been at least 25 people standing from my count. So like 100 people in this tiny room. They needed a bigger room, which they did get later for another seminar.
It also felt like maybe not a good ventilation situation for a group of largely people who refuse the COVID vaccine.
Fair point.
And indeed, I caught COVID at this event.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Well, and there were, speaking of Del Bigtree, active vaccine denial talks. Mm-hmm. That was like a subject of the conference.
Yeah.
And if you're someone who's just joining us, welcome. Hello. And you haven't listened to our previous Conscious Life Expo coverage, we've talked about it a little, but it's this huge gathering that happens at the LAX Hilton every February.
Yeah.
And you get crystal healers, folks like Twin Ray, but you also get the government conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
You also get the alien contactees, so many different forms of alternative spirituality. You get like the free energy device people.
Lots of psychics.
Healers.
Channelers.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have just managed to mix all these things together.
Yeah. And I would say if there's a theme of this whole movement, it's intuition. It's connect to what you know to be true. Outside evidence is kind of secondary to that. Maybe we'll invite it in sometimes, but it will always be secondary.
And you can have gurus cross each other in the hall, and they seem to be respectful of each other, even though they have mutually exclusive claims to enlightenment.
Yeah.
And that always fascinates me. Very few instances of visible skirmishes. I did get to see one, which was pretty entertaining.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay. I can't wait to tell people about it. But there was one guy who got up and was really upset during another talk.
Oh, really?
The characterization of AI. And he wanted to let us know that the AI was our friend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And everyone got like really mad at him. Like, you need to be quiet. And they finally ushered him out of the room.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. That's for a different talk.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I can't wait to hear. Well, so we're not going to get too much into the meat of this talk, so we want to just tell you about these two people.
At least not in this episode. We'll unpack it more.
Exactly. So they own a website, twinray.com, where you can follow along if you like. And one of their big entry points is a quiz that you haven't taken yet. I took it yesterday. So should we go over your quiz questions?
I'm saving it. Let's do this.
Okay.
But they were advertising the quiz even outside the talk. Oh, by the way, you gave his summary of the talk. I think it's worth mentioning the printed summary of Living Heaven on Earth. What if heaven wasn't a distant destination, but your true nature here and now?
Whoa.
What if you could discover this paradise by simply shifting your mind's perception, opening your heart?
Whoa.
What if love, peace, and happiness were not fleeting sensations, but your timeless, ongoing experience?
Whoa.
I feel like this is an alternative universe Tucker Carlson. Like, I've just got like five questions I'm going to string together one after the other. Join Shekinah Ma and Sanandaji as they share simple yet deep heart-centered truths to support the transcendence of suffering.
Wow.
Come experience how to awaken your divine self and unravel the mysteries of living heaven on earth here and now.
Shekinah Ma and Sanandaji share ancient and modern wisdom teachings that point to the indisputable truth of one consciousness. The all-inclusive love they hold inspires seekers to become seers and is often described as a feeling of, quote, coming home, unquote.
Yeah, the word salad is I think the most impressive thing about them. But then on the other side of the entryway, there was a QR code to receive your free gift and download your free Golden Age resource kit with guided meditations and transmissions to accelerate your path of awakening. So that's what I'm going to go do now at twinray.com, and then you can compare your experience.
I also just want to say this sign is so sleek, yeah. As is their website.
Well, like, designed.
Yeah. It's very interesting that these people seem to have entered this sphere so recently, because this is savvy. Well thought out.
Yeah.
And this is planned stuff.
We'll mention later that they have a friend of Sanandaji's that has an almost identical website, like clearly built on the same platform. So I feel like they're all kind of helping each other out and being like, here, use this, this, and this. And this is how you can kind of set up your store. And, you know, I don't know if they're the helpers or the helpies or a bit of both. But yeah, you're right. It's one of those vertical, collapsible posters, nicely printed. It's got like metallic textures. It's got the QR code. It's got nice little breakouts on their courses, fellowship, and treasures, their social media links. And then this kind of lovely Instagram ready photo of them with the sun behind. Oh, that's interesting. They're both kind of like generating magic out of their hands.
Yeah. He's like giving Reiki powers from his hands or something.
But he totally looks like, you know, Jesus wearing different cloth, but same color variations as we've mentioned before. And then her also wearing this kind of hooded shawl and robe. Totally savvy. Okay, so if you go to twinray.com, you'll see Empower Yourself for Free, Golden Age Resource Kit. I want the Golden Age, so let's take the quiz now and receive my free kit.
Okay, discover your level of awakening. Find out what stage of your awakening you're in and receive a free resource kit specially created by Shakina Ma and Sanandaji to accelerate you on your path.
Okay, and that's interesting. The illustration behind that is kind of like a river with a pyramid coming out of it, like a golden pyramid.
It looks like lava.
Huh.
Lava pyramid?
It's weird. It feels like there's a bunch of textures that don't quite go with each other. Like this was almost AI generated or something. Well, whatever. Let's start quiz. With which of these animals do you feel most connected? Okay, don't tell me what you chose.
Okay, I won't.
We've
got an eagle, a wolf, an owl, a dolphin, a lion, a butterfly, and a bear.
Let's see. Ooh. Hey, I'm going with the owl. I'm feeling
the
owl.
So did I.
Oh, okay. Which of these statements do you resonate with most? And we get a photo of like a bank of trees that are forming a tunnel.
Very 100-acre wood kind of stuff. Yeah,
pretty. Golden hour there. Okay, and the options are, I am new to the spiritual path, or I have been walking my spiritual path for a while.
Both felt not quite right to me, but I picked one.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say I've been walking my spiritual path for a while.
Yep, so did I.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Should I not tell you?
No, that's fine. Okay. As long as you tell me after I choose.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Whoa, someone close to you has betrayed you. This took a turn.
I like it if that's an announcement and not a hypothetical.
Yeah, I'm reading it as...
Ross Blatcher.
I feel like I've just opened the fortune cookie and it says, someone close to you has betrayed you. Look around. Who did it? What feelings arise in you? Okay, so this is a conditional. We've got a photo of a couple with the sun behind them, but there's betrayal implied here. The options are anger, sadness, and frustration at the hurt they have made me feel. Yeah, okay. What kind of betrayal was this? Calm.
Yeah, good question.
Compassion about the experiences that may have led them to make this betrayal. Accepting that there will be a valuable lesson here to help you evolve. Feeling sadness for the situation, but not ultimately not wanting to dwell on it. Whoa.
Okay. Double negative.
Yeah, but not ultimately not wanting to dwell on it.
I think that's just an error.
Okay.
Ultimately not wanting to dwell on it.
Yeah, okay. Goodness. Well, I feel like I might kind of move between these categories.
Yeah, depending on
start out with anger, sadness, and frustration, but then I might move into...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Accepting that there will be...
Did they give you like a time limitation in the question at all? Someone has betrayed you.
What feelings arise in you? Yeah, this is tough.
Yeah, I guess this would be... I guess like which one, for me, I'm trying to think of how I answered this. And I think I went with sort of like, what feels like the place where I land and sort of spend the most time at?
Okay. Oh, I'm going to say then feeling sadness for the situation, but not ultimately not wanting to dwell on it.
Okay. That's fair.
All right.
I think I said the lesson one.
Phew, we differed. Okay. Are you aware of what the Golden Age is and what it means for humanity? Huh. Okay, well, I've heard their talk, and they did talk about the Golden Age, and even then, still not 100% sure what they're talking about. So I'm going to say...
I love these options. So are you aware of what the Golden Age is and what it means for humanity? We get yes, no, and not sure. But no and not sure mean the same thing here, but...
Right. You know what? Well, I've heard them describe it, but I'd still say I'm not sure.
I just said no.
I feel like I have much more to learn about the Golden Age. Okay, which of these statements do you resonate with most? We've got someone standing under a starry sky with a very colorful Milky Way. Okay, I'm spiritually open, but quite skeptical at the same time. Oh, geez, that sounds like me. I feel incredibly connected to the universe, but don't feel I have explored my innate gifts yet. I feel completely fulfilled and could not feel more content with my ascension path. That doesn't sound good for them. They want you to...
Yeah, that would be interesting to pick that. I wonder if they would try to move you out of that or
yeah,
what.
Yeah, you don't need any guidance.
Yeah.
And then finally, I am not open to spirituality or my innate gifts. Well, I feel I resonated with the first one. I'm spiritually open, but quite skeptical at the same time.
Also what I picked.
Carrie, I'm the biggest skeptic.
Oh, okay.
That's always the first thing someone tells you when they are going into their spiritual story.
Oh, yes.
I'm the biggest skeptic.
That's true. What is the biggest challenge you face on your spiritual journey?
Manipulative websites. That's not an option. You often feel alone. You often can't afford the courses or resources you think may help you. Health problems that you cannot find lasting solutions for. Relationship issues or not finding the right partner. Struggling with abundance. May we all struggle with abundance.
Yeah, I took that to mean maybe you could either be struggling because you have it or because you don't. But then it's kind of repetitious for you can't afford the courses. But
okay, interesting.
I think it might be intentionally not clear.
Other. I'm going to say other because that's an option.
He's still deciding.
I mean, I'm almost thinking struggling with abundance. There's just so many options and so little time.
Okay.
You know what? Okay, I'm going with struggling with abundance.
Interesting. Okay, I picked other.
All right. I was so close to other. Talk myself into abundance.
Does that feel true in some way?
Yeah. I mean, I'm playing with the concept a little bit, but certainly it does just seem like there's an abundance of options.
Okay. Interesting.
Have you discovered your innate ability to energetically heal others yet? No, I have not.
Same.
Do you desire to facilitate energetic healing in others? I feel like this is giving away the game. There's a yes, no, or not sure. But I mean, I can honestly say it's not something I really desire to facilitate. On some level, I desire to partake in the process.
Yeah. Curiosity.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they're getting after here, yeah, but I agree.
So I feel like I could answer a number of ways. I feel like I could honestly say not sure or no. I'm going to go with not sure.
Yep. I think I said no, but not sure.
If you feel called to, please share with us your profession.
Okay. So all the classic professions are here. Therapist, teacher, yoga teacher, alternative medicine practitioner, coach, energy healer, medium, prefer not to say, or other.
And we're going to go with other.
I think I chose prefer not to say.
Oh, okay. Please let us know your other profession. Oh, no. I set myself up.
Factotum.
All right. I like that. My other profession will be factotum. I was going to give a very literal answer, but I like that one. And we're almost there. 70% complete. What is your ideal level of service to the world? Oh, the jewel in the rock of attainment.
Okay, so we've got being a healer and healing others in the world, mastering your light body, healing the earth, exploring in-depth astrology, healing the physical body via nutrition, healing relationships, mastering conscious wealth creation, and harnessing your psychic abilities.
Ooh, so many options. Oh, you know what? Healing the earth. Yeah, sounds nice. Going with that.
That's also what I picked.
Okay.
I mean, it's the only one that I'm confident exists on the list.
Yeah. All right.
Not going to throw away my healing opportunities.
In which area of your life do you find the most resistance when calling in abundance? Okay, now they're being a little more specific about abundance.
This is where you start to get the feeling like, wait a minute, am I talking to rich people?
Yeah, who know that they can get rich helping me to get rich.
Right.
Okay, so what gets in the way? Financial wealth, relationships, physical health, emotional well-being, career, family, max fun drive. and none. Goodness.
Oh, man. I don't remember what I put for this.
I feel like the closest is career.
Okay. I might have said physical health because at least I have complaints there.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I also am not stinking rich like these people clearly want me to be, but it doesn't feel like as much of a problem as they want me to want it to be.
Sure. Yeah. What is most important to you in your life right now? Ooh, that's a lovely picture of clouds and God rays. Heal myself from the emotional wounds that are holding me back. Explore the potential of my physical well-being and health. Nourish or attract a healthy romantic relationship. Train as a spiritual professional so I can help heal others while making a living. Interesting. Finding my purpose in this life. Finding a supportive community of other like-minded people. Creating a better future for myself, others, the planet, and all living things. All right, let's do the better future.
Same.
Okay. Choose the level of how spiritually connected you feel. And again, we have the guy standing out under the colorful Milky Way. Options are not connected at all, a small connection. I feel connected, but I know I could feel so much more! Exclamation. I couldn't feel more connected. I'll say I feel connected, but no, I could feel so much more. I've got no problem with that terminology.
Yeah, I said a small connection, I think.
Okay. Okay. Congratulations on finishing the quiz. Let us know an email address to send your results to, plus your gift of the Golden Age Resource Kit to help accelerate you on your spiritual path. Okay, what's inside your kit? And I assume you have yours?
I have my kit, yep.
Okay, so you're going to have your Golden Age Meditation Transmission, a video, Golden Age Evocation, a video and PDF, a DNA Repair and Immunity Boost Sigil, which is a video and a meditation, Gaia Tree, Mantra of Protection, a Resurrection of Light Transmission, and Choosing Love Meditation Transmission. Wow, yes. Send my results and resource kit.
We need
all
those things.
Please.
What's a sigil?
A sigil, like...
a little image?
Yeah, a symbol.
Okay.
Yeah, usually a physical symbol. My quiz results. The universe happens by me.
Interesting. I believe mine was the universe happens because of me.
Oh, okay. It happens by me.
I don't know if that's high or low or what, but...
Yeah. My level of spiritual awakening is mid-stage on the path.
Oh, shit. I don't remember what that part was. Oh, God. Oh, God. Here, I'm going to do my answers real quick again. Yeah, they don't actually send you like this part of it.
Oh, time to screen grab.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a... The universe happens in spite of me.
Okay. Mine is the universe happens for me. Is that different?
Yeah, mine is by me.
Okay, my level of spiritual awakening is advancing on the path.
Advancing.
Advancing.
Yeah. Is that ahead of mid-stage? Have I already advanced there ahead of you? Or these are the questions we need to know.
I bet this is saying you're at the beginning, sweetheart, for me.
Do you have the same photo of the guy rappelling up the mountain?
No, I have a woman with a dandelion making a wish.
Oh, it's so hard to know how to compare these.
This is what mine says. Congratulations, you are in a good place, a place that has the potential to offer you a vast array of possibilities that bring joy and happiness. It seems you're currently in a mid to advancing stage of spiritual awakening.
Okay, it sounds like you're a little farther ahead.
Okay.
I feel betrayed, but I am not going to not move on in my life.
Okay, wow, congrats. The truth is that wherever you are in your spiritual path, the journey can at times be overwhelming with intense experiences and emotions.
The truth is for me that wherever you are in your spiritual path, the journey can at times be overwhelming with intense experiences and emotions. Yeah, there's a big block of text here, so we won't make you suffer with it.
But the last couple paragraphs are the same for both of us.
Oh,
where they
okay.
basically tell us, join our community and this will get better.
They found our ruin, to use the Scientology phrase. Don't worry, no matter what you filled out, we've got something for you. So, okay, your new life starts here. This is great. Meet your heart family, join the Golden Age movement, and connect with like-hearted and like-minded individuals who join together to raise the collective consciousness of humanity. All right, that's pretty exciting. And I assume they sent me an email.
I think so.
I got two emails, one from Twin Ray and one from Twin Ray Angels. That's interesting. The first one did not capitalize the R in Twin Ray, and the second one did.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
They've got a School of Divinity. I can create an account.
Yes, yes. Join me. Join me in the community.
I will. But first, we should talk about Max Fun Drive.
Oh my God. Talk about community.
That's right. If you want some like-hearted and like-minded individuals in your life, you might want to hang out with the other folks in the Max Fun community.
Yes. Are you a member yet? Are you a member?
What is Max Fun Drive, Carrie?
Well, Max Fun Drive is when we say to you listeners, we say, listen, other listeners are keeping this show going.
Mm-hmm.
Our entire model relies on listeners giving up some dough so we can give up some dough to these, oh my goodness, all these ticketed events, all of these faith healers, all of these different things we go to and try out ourselves. Yeah, it's all quite expensive. And you guys really make this all happen. And this is the moment when you, listener who hasn't joined, can get off your duff and be part of the Max Fun community and support this show.
Yeah, and help all the other people who do listen to the show and maybe aren't able to support us. But if you are, this is the time of year that not only do you help us and kind of get us achievable goals for the coming year, but also you get all of these gifts.
Good ones.
Not just spiritual gifts, real gifts that show up in your mailbox.
You get a Nate's spiritual gifts. This is my promise to you.
Who's Nate?
If you join Max Fun during Max Fun Drive, I will give you innate spiritual gifts. They will not come in the mail. I will not actually do anything, but you will wake up and you will feel them and you will know. You will be like, oh my God, she said this would happen. That's my promise to you.
Okay.
And it's very easy for me to fulfill. So listen, listener, I'm just going to ask you point blank. Will you please join us as a member?
Because this is the time to do it. It makes our investigations possible. It makes our lives possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it pays the vet bills.
Yes, and boy, are there vet bills. Mm. My doggy is sick. Do you not care about my doggy? So you can join, upgrade, boost your membership, or buy a gift membership for a friend or an anonymous Max Funster who can't afford it. There's lots of ways to support.
That's really cool. Even if you have your own membership already, you can give a gift membership either to somebody and put in their email address or just to someone in the community who could use that access.
Pretty cool. And all memberships at $5 a month or more get bonus content access. And boy, is there a bunch of BOCO.
No kidding. We've been with Max Fun since 2014, producing bonus content every year.
Yeah.
Exclusive interviews. We've got episodes that you might not have heard otherwise, like the firewalking episode.
Yes.
Or guess what? We just started a creation museum series.
Yes.
First episode is there. It's waiting for you.
More Ark, people.
That's right.
Do you miss the Ark? It's your first time off of it.
Exactly. If you're like, oh, shoot, they're not talking about Ken Ham anymore. You want to hear more Ken Ham? Go to the Creation Museum with us.
More ham.
There's dragons. There's a lot.
Yeah.
I
was surprised by how much dragon.
There were no
dragon.
That's right. And I was dragging you through that exhibit, showing you all of the dragons that prove that humans interacted with dinosaurs. You all want to hear about it? Get your access to BOCO
there
content.
There used to be animals who breathed fire.
There's a lot of commentary episodes. Commentary on Midsommar.
Oh, yes. With our friend Matthew, right?
That's
Isn't he
right.
in that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Your Cars Common Carry
with
Jordan
with
Morris.
Jordan, yep.
We
that's
did,
fun.
We did a Star Wars commentary where Carrie watched Star Wars.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. I remember because everybody was in space and then they were like, pew, pew, pew.
Carrie hadn't seen Star Wars and she still hasn't.
My eyes were on the screen. That counts, baby.
You did it. Oh, yeah, that's right. We did our Miracle Berry and Sweet Defeat episode.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did that live in Texas.
That's right. From a listener's abode.
Yeah, listener's apartment.
That was awesome.
That was really fun. And if you buy a gift membership, the recipient gets that bonus content. So if you know somebody who's like a big fan, but like they can't quite afford this, this is a great gift to give somebody.
Absolutely. There's even the sleep track. A History of Man, select passages read by yours truly in a very soft and soothing way to put you to sleep while you're hearing about ancient clams that were our ancestors.
Yes, yes. I got to do a companion something for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think maybe a wake up. Hey!
That's a really good idea.
The most annoying passages from the same thing.
You know what? Let's say that if you get us to 1,000 new and upgrading subscribers, Carrie will make a wake-up track.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the content is yet, but yes, I will.
Could be Bob Larson, could be so many
Something
things.
Something from this show.
There's even musical content. We have a Disney cover album that
we
did.
We keep making albums.
And a praise and worship album, which actually ends up being more of an episode of us talking about the impact of Christian music on our lives, which I thought it was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, we keep making full musical albums where we just sing into these same microphones.
We're not professional singers. Nope. We have no accompaniment. Nope. So you get what you paid for.
$5 a month, baby.
So that's just bonus content. We've even appeared on other people's bonus content, like Go Fact Yourself. That was an amazing episode that they did with us where you got to meet a writer from the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yes. It was really something special. Earl Pomerantz, who just passed away in 2020.
And I got to meet Pi mathematician David Bailey. That was great. I emailed him just last week. And a belated happy Pi Day to everybody, by the way.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And no, I did not set a new record this year, but hopefully I'll be back next year with more numbers. Anyways.
So go to MaximumFun.org/join to join us while we join Twin Ray.
Okay.
So once you get to this Twin Ray School of Divinity, you see that they've got some pretty Egyptian symbology going on
their
page.
Which is appropriate because where did they meet, Carrie?
Egypt.
At the base of the pyramid at Giza.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
Quite the meet cute.
Now, I have a question.
What's your question, Ms. Poppy?
Does that pyramid have stairs that go up or do they go down?
You think I would know that about Giza? But I don't.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's a callback. I wonder how, in the know.
I wonder how many kids have called it the Geezer Pyramid.
the old Geezer Pyramid.
It's really old, right?
That'd be really fun if you like take your kid all the way to Egypt and that's still the attitude they have. Look at this fucking old Geezer Pyramid.
Oh, we should have waited till you were a little older to spend all this money to take you to Egypt. All right, so here's the first video that you get of them explaining what you're going to learn.
Here are your new gurus.
Welcome to our Twin Ray School of Divinity. It is our joy to welcome you today with our open heart and open arms to bring you into the Twin Ray family.
The fact that you've found your way here speaks volumes for where you're prepared to go and how deep you're prepared to go. We have many offerings, but it's really set up in three different ways. If you're just exploring and you want to learn more, we've created the path of a contemplative series of the divine paths of freedom. This teaches divine love, the true love that you are, not the human love, but the true love that you are in the deepest, most depths of your being. How to live in divine service, to be selfless in your action, and to create harmony with everything that you do and everywhere that you go. To understand the divine alchemy that you're working with this sacred temple, to cultivate the light, to understand the inner alchemic processes of your being, so you can meditate deeper and actually transcend mind. Also, we've taught you a pathway of contemplation through divine truth, understanding that truth that's unwavering, that one truth that unlocks all doors and brings you to absolute freedom. These four paths are really just one path. They're the four pillars of Dharma, of life force. And we're here to offer them freely to you. If you want to go deeper, we ask you to enjoy the many different certifications. Certifications in healing, certifications in relationship, certifications in astrology, certifications in geobiology, certifications in leadership, in health and wellness. Whatever you are prepared to do and be of service in this world, we're here to create a certification for that very purpose. And the final offering is our mentorship. It's to be a mentee, to come close into our inner circle of our community members, our family of light, where you get to spend time with us every month to step up into the highest frequency calibration, to live in the harmony and to experience the potency of each month's energy.
All of these courses, programs, certifications, and our miracle mentorship has brought countless beloveds and souls miracles, mastery, beauty, empowerment, grace through their lives that they never knew possible before. And truly, it is our honor to be able to steward this forth for you and to facilitate all of the magic in this world and bring it to the surface and hand it to you and say, here it is.
Exactly. So we look forward to getting to know you. There's community forums and there's community feeds where you can actually connect with other community members around the globe. And we're here to welcome you, to uphold you, and to inspire you to be and live the divine potential that you are here to do and be.
It is your birthright to live free and know truth.
Yes.
And it is our joy to be here with you now.
We love you.
We love you.
We bless you. Mm. And we welcome you home.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Yeah, so I mean, you just kind of get their vibe just even hearing that. You know, everything is very delicately placed.
Yeah,
as they speak, and
soft.
There's like a timelessness they seem to be going for, and it really lulls you. Like, I don't know about you, but after a while, I kind of forget I'm looking at a person with a past and thoughts. And she goes to the grocery store, you know, and like
she wants to go to the pool.
Yeah.
They all want to go to the pool.
It really kind of talks you out of thinking of them as people.
I got overly excited when you said he poops, because I feel like that is an important thing to remember every now and then when you're getting a little too impressed with somebody. Mm-hmm. Just remember, like, oh yeah, he sits on the shitter the same way we all do.
Yeah, yeah.
And looks at his phone.
Unless it's Shakuntali, she doesn't use the restroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just is sneaky.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she doesn't sleep, she doesn't pee.
Like someone who tells you they don't eat. You're a sneaky eater.
Yeah, yeah.
And he seems to come by his Australian accent by being either from Australia, maybe New Zealand, I think Australia. And she was using more, it seems like when we saw her, she would kind of go into a little bit of an Australian accent, but
or something. I mean, it was just a put time. On accent. It was just a long voweled accent of indiscriminate origin.
And we're looking at them. Just imagine it's a two shot of them like next to a window, and it's very brightly lit, like a little overexposed. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's amazing is just the sheer number of outfits they have that are white and off-white and gold.
So true.
Just layered clothing. So, you know, there's always like a white layer and then there's the off-white layer.
Yep.
And then their hair flowing out. They both have long hair. Hers is longer. He's got the beard that you would expect for kind of a Jesus-like figure.
They both have perfect and perfectly white teeth.
Yes. And they both have upturned noses, I've noticed, where especially with him, when he's looking straight at you, you're looking down his nostrils to the point where like the nostrils are usually as big as his eyes.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
I don't know. To me, that just really stands out. Another thing about Sanandaji, when he's not talking, and sometimes when he is, he has this massive grin.
Yes.
The biggest grin you can imagine. Those teeth are out there and you can see not only the top teeth, all of them, but also the bottom teeth.
Yeah, he's got just sort of a, oh gosh, kind of presentation. Just everything is so happy and oh, I'm a little giggly and it's super non-threatening.
Yeah, but also it feels, and this could be me, but it doesn't feel genuine. It feels pasted on saccharine, and it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of vibes coming at you when you're around these people, either in person or on their content.
None of them strike me as sincere, these vibes.
Well, so one vibe, I think it just has to be said, is rich. Like, they are constantly traveling. They are constantly trying to get you to go on expensive trips with them.
They're talking about wealth and attainment.
Yeah. They, we'll talk about this in a minute, but they live in a big, beautiful mansion in Ashland, Oregon. And I remember even saying to you afterward, like, I think wealth just ruins these people. I think that's what we're looking at is rich people. And indeed, we will find out these are rich people. But there's so much of this online now. There's so many Instagram influencers and such that tell you how they are going to help you find your purpose. It often has to do with money and spirituality. And they sell you a class that costs them very little to make. But if they just sell it in mass, they'll get a whole bunch.
Volume sales.
Yeah. And guess, that's the whole vibe I get here.
Guess how they attain wealth? It's through you.
Right, right. Or in this case, I think also we've got some family wealth. We'll talk about.
But I think they would like to have some more.
Sure. But yeah, it always really annoys me then when there's like a well, it's all your mindset. I'm like, well, sure, that's how it feels to you because you didn't do anything.
Right. And it all came to you anyway.
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, whatever. Yeah. That was your position. But like, don't think that you made it happen by having this mindset.
But yeah, what an interesting couple there. And Shekina Ma, she's often wearing this little bit of jewelry. I guess it's like pasted to her forehead, like a just a line of gold, reflective gold. It's always interesting.
Seems influenced by India and their bouts spirituality.
Yeah, they're, like you said, timeless. They're going for like kind of first century Palestine with like a hint of India.
And they are timeless because, you know, she's actually a spirit who walked into this body and killed the previous woman who lived there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
So here's what's interesting about her. In 2010, in October 2010, she developed a rare case of meningitis. She entered a coma for 6 days and six nights. She came out of her coma, and the woman she had been killed, and Shekina Ma, a walk-in spirit from the great beyond, took her body.
Boy, that's rough when that happens.
And ever since then, she has not even been able to access her former personality, even if she wanted to.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That former personality is gone. That makes me curious about that former personality. She spells this out on their website and about the founders, and she tells different aspects of the story to different people who ask her. But yeah, at 33... she doesn't mention meningitis here, but yeah, she had this.
She mentioned that in a 2017 interview.
And 6 days she was in the coma. And then on the auspicious day of 10-10-10, October 10th, 2010, her body was fully awakened by the presence of the Shekina. And and to the hospital staff, she was known as the Miracle One. Mm-hmm. So one thing that tells me is that if in 2010 she was 33, then that means she is now 45 or thereabouts.
Yeah, yeah, 45, 46.
Pretty well preserved.
Yes, yes. Yeah, very pretty woman. Definitely great skin. Mm-hmm. I think probably has had some, you know, benefit from doctors and things, thanks to that wealth vibe. but yeah, looking great.
Getting that sense as well. Yeah, and she wears a lot of makeup. But yeah, we'll have a little more to say about her and her past.
Yeah, so it's really interesting that in 2010, she became this other person. Because her previous personality was named Mia Therese Deutschel. We had to kind of search for this, but
she didn't offer that information.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I think she's done quite a bit to make this hard to find.
Yes.
But she was a low-budget actress. I don't know what they were paying her, but I mean, the films are low-budget. So she was in things like something called Terrible Things and a movie called The Glades. Do you recognize these titles?
She was in Up in the Air.
Oh, yeah, okay.
As an IT conference waitress.
Okay.
Number one, uncredited.
Okay, but so, she got it on there.
She was on Burn Notice, which I used to watch. And it was funny because there was something about her vibe and how she bore herself for her age that reminded me a little bit of the actress who plays Fiona in that series, Gabrielle Anwar. And then lo and behold, I found a screen grab of her talking with Fiona in a scene. So she had some acting roles. So, you know, she was an actor. That was her that was her gig.
And then in 2011, she sued Spirit Airlines for negligence and settled out of court.
Okay.
So this would have been like a year plus after her coma incident.
And she's a totally new person. This person has it out for Spirit Airlines. I mean, granted, most of us do.
Yeah, I mean, perhaps something terrible happened. I don't know. But
she's like, you're misrepresenting Spirit.
But yeah, I do keep wondering every time she talks about Spirit and says, like, we should be one with Spirit and so on. I'm like, yeah, yeah, girl, you get that money. And then in 2011, she also got her therapy license. And this is all still under her former name.
Yeah.
Now, that was still her legal name. She couldn't have used a different name to do those things. But that personality is still cropping up here and there.
Mm-hmm. She lists herself as a relational psychotherapist on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And she studied at the University of Florida College of Medicine.
Yeah, so says her LinkedIn. We didn't check that. And then her license expired in 2015.
Which seems to be right about the time that she met...
Boy Ray,
Sanandaji.
Okay. Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah, and I think she didn't start giving interviews as Miananda Maitreya Shekina until around like 2017. So,
which I think is the year that they got married.
Okay.
I'm getting the sense that he encourages people around him in the spiritual pursuit to change their names.
Yep.
And so I'm guessing sometime in that interval, she legally changed her name to...
And she did. Yeah. So in 2017, I was able to find her legal name change
there
documents. Yeah.
Cool.
So on April 11th, 2017, she legally changed her name from Mia Therese Deutschel to Miananda Maitreya Shekina.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I got to say, both of these people have thrown up pretty good flak shields to make it hard to figure out what their former names were.
Yeah.
That took some work.
It did. And her dad was a local political reporter in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Who just retired last year, but his name is Michael Putney.
Okay.
Kind of well known, at least out there.
Interesting.
But he doesn't seem to talk about this whole situation. She doesn't draw attention to that connection either. Boy, I wish we could hear from anybody who knew this woman 10 years ago.
If you happen to know her 10 years ago, or if you work for Spirit Airlines.
I'd be more interested in the former, but I guess I'll talk to you, Spirit Airlines.
Finally, I got through to support on Spirit Airlines. I've only flown with them once.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. It's pretty rough. She also kept doing some of these roles after the coma, or at least the movies were released after the coma. There's always the possibility in these low-budget films that it was filmed 5 years before took forever to make.
Fair. But I do like the thought of this new galaxy consciousness inhabiting this body and saying, like, I'm going to get acting roles.
And I need to file a bunch of legal documents. So they make like a nonprofit called Twin Ray Illuminations together and set up twinray.com. I mean, these people are really business savvy and very quick acting.
Very enterprising. Yeah. Everywhere we looked, there were like new little corporations, and Sanandaji as his legal name, Akasha Sananda, had been like on the board for the Children of the Sun Humanitarian Foundation, which seemed to allow him to travel around the world and help children align their...
Oh, yeah. Transmit and align themselves.
Their celestial awarenesses.
Their mission statement was quite bizarre, yeah. Did you get to hear, Ross, this November 22nd, 2017 interview that she gave on the Path 11 podcast by chance?
No, I don't think I did.
It's worth a listen because the interviewer actually does quite a good job. Like she, I don't know, Miananda keeps sort of trying to wow her with the way she's speaking and take her to that etheric experience. And she'll talk for 2 or 3 minutes and then there'll be a little tiny pregnant pause. And then the interviewer says, okay, well, huh. I know somebody listening is probably thinking, that doesn't make sense. So I don't know.
Wow.
She like, yeah. And she, it's like a spiritualist podcast, but I don't know. You can just hear throughout that she's like, I don't know about this one.
Not vibing.
Yeah.
With,
it's interesting.
Shekina Ma. Interesting. Yeah. Well, Akasha Sananda, aside from being enterprising and, for example, we found like a list of trademarks that he had gotten for Divinity Code, Enlightened Earth, Immortal Monatomic, Divine Human Bioceuticals. Yeah, they sell those. Twin Ray, of course. Cosmic Clay. Galactic Gaia. Christic Energy System. That's another one of his ventures. Quite a list.
And Twin Ray is on there a few times, too. It's like he keeps adding different font versions or something of all the logos.
Oh, yeah. They've got this interesting logo of, two like doves, I guess, with their heads together and their wings out.
Pretty ugly.
And then there's like a little Trinity symbol in between, and they're sort of encapsulated in a heart symbol on the top and a infinity symbol on the bottom. Yeah, it's very busy.
Definitely.
But, you know, it's fine.
So now they are working together to sell their wares in Ashland, Oregon as well.
Yes. So they opened up a storefront in Ashland, Oregon called The Haven, where you can buy crystals, crystal candles, cathedral geodes, fine jewelry, sacred art, whole food supplements, and clothing from all over the world. That was a list provided by Ashland.news. Thank you. One of the very few media coverages of Twin Ray.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe the only thing of even this size.
Yeah.
Really beautiful photography happening, though. Somebody's doing a good job at Ashland.news.
For sure. It's interesting. I noticed in this photo at The Haven, the storefront in Ashland, Oregon, There's this, looks to be Asian American man wearing very similar clothing. Mm-hmm. He was also at the Conscious Life Expo. So
He
seems to be part of their retinue. And he was carrying the same kind of monopod with a fancy camera on top. And they have that following them around. So that he was there bouncing around.
Living his story and like that guy would follow Obama.
But at the same time, they had another young woman, brunette, wearing the same off-white and white, you know, biblical character with a monopod over on the corner with an expensive camera and a Rode mic.
Interesting.
And I'm thinking, wow, okay. So like all the time they were busy with, you know, people running around, getting close up. And sure enough, on their website, I've already seen some footage from the Conscious Life Expo that they've already integrated.
I haven't looked to see if they have like an Instagram. Have you?
They do.
Because this all feels very influencer, but they're not necessarily moving in that space as their most important thing, it feels to me. Oh, but yes, twinray.official is their Instagram, and they have 14,000 followers. Dang, look at that curated package.
Oh, yeah. They're looking lovely.
What's going on with the cat?
So lots of photos of them together. And yes, they are husband and wife, as well as partners. And that's a big deal in their teachings, that they are united in many ways, that they have a soul bond, they've been with each other in former lives. There was one video I was watching where he said something like, they were talking about the coma situation, and he said, oh, well, that happened before we met each other, because that was like 10 years ago.
Okay.
And she said, though, of course, we've known each other for many lives. And he's like, sure. Oh, yes, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, they definitely have a great improv dynamic going on. But
okay,
yeah.
But the cat, my name is Moksha. What's the hat?
Oh, I have no idea. You want me to click on the cat?
Yeah, would you please?
With the blue eyes?
Yeah, it's this terrified looking white kitten with blue eyes.
Oh, it's a family member.
Okay.
She comes from a very beautiful world of high magic and alchemy.
Huh.
Through her name, she is here to remind this world about liberation.
Through her name. Through her name.
And help us with our mission to connect with the loving, gentle hearts of the children of the light.
They 100% spent $900 on this cat, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. It's a purebred cat.
Yeah. Adopt, don't shop!
But yeah, you see all these lovely curated photos of them. And as far as I can tell so far, he's about 32-ish.
Okay, a little younger.
About a 13-year age difference between them. Cool, good for them.
Love all, serve all. Oh, there she is with the cat. Cat's looking like whatever. Unify live broadcast, golden age of prophecy. Oh man, there's so much here.
Well, so many photos of them. They clearly just have people surrounding them all the time, taking pictures. They're ready for the Instagram life.
What date is the earliest post?
Their oldest post is from September 2017.
Okay. Oh, okay. And interesting.
They married in Egypt in December 2017.
Oh, interesting. Okay, let me add those to my chronology.
But they're so verbose.
Yes.
That's their big...
That's their claim to fame.
Yeah. Like,
and we can't relate.
That's right, as you're listening to us an hour into this. But listen to this. From their January 2018 post, a picture of them in front of the Sphinx. Cool photo. They're, again, dressed like biblical characters. Most glorious blessings on high, precious sons and daughters of the supernal light. What a great joy it is to commune with you today, as it has been some time now that I have been on my journey through many countries preparing for what is now being brought forth and for what I have done my utmost to secretly prepare you with since this Instagram heart portal commenced. Heart portal, 8 months ago, I come to you once more with a heart full and overpouring with love, gratitude, and absolute grace, and in illumination of what has occurred through the sacred particle emergence portal of Egypt.
Let me out!
Previously spoken of, and the revelations and transformations I was shown prior to my journey in my last post, and the reverberations for humanity for this truly monumental event, period.
Oh, God, it's over.
These are very long sentences. There were a couple breaks there. That's not even halfway through the post. I see why there are character limits on some services, because, wow.
Because you need to limit characters like these.
I'm like just jumping down Blessed ones, it is my great honor and joy to share that this vessel's solo journey as Miananda now come to a close. The solo contract I took on in the Master Planes has completed, as was decreed by Source and foreshadowed the many months ago, for this body temple to anchor in even higher codes of the Holy Mother.
It's so true.
And thus, the consciousness stream that speaks to you now, the focused presence of the Nada and full embodiment of divine/Holy Mother, the Shekinah, is able to be in much greater reveal.
Thank you.
Period. Beloveds, we recognize the complexity for many, and we promise this shall be in greater explanation through the videos that we are divinely guided to share in the coming weeks. What is important in this share is that what has been awaited and greatly anticipated in Mass has now occurred. This sharing is indeed a grand celebration, and many channels are speaking into this without yet knowing the who or what. Yeah, I have no idea what the who or the what. What are you talking about? What is happening? In another post or a wisdom class, we shall be sharing in detail all that occurred in Egypt, in the holy temples, in the ascension chamber of the Great Pyramid, laying together in the holy sarcophagus, and how the timelines of 2,000 years ago overlaid.
This is all because, like, Spirit Airlines didn't give her the right kind of seatbelt or something.
Oh my goodness, like, she ran out of space, and so she kept riding below. It just keeps going and going. Oh, it's multiple. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my word.
She needed 4 additional running out of text spans to get all that across.
My God.
It keeps going. We'll save
you. It's too much. Well, speaking of too much, we love making this show. And as you can tell, we'll just keep talking and keep talking. So why not give us some money?
That's right. There's a problem of abundance of investigations, of stories to tell. We were just comparing notes, and we have like a lot of things that we're excited to tell you about, so much that it's like, oh shoot, when do we release these? Because so many interesting things have been happening.
And we'd also really like to do some new and creative and interesting stuff this year. So but we can't tell you until we know if we can do it. We don't know if we can do it until we know how much we get. We don't know how much we get until you become a member.
So if you've been enjoying the show and you think, yeah, I can support Ross and Carrie, they need a boost. That's why we have Max Fund Drive. You can do that at MaximumFun.org/join. Tell me a little bit more about Max Fund, Carrie. Why should I like Maximum Fun as an organization?
Okay. This is the big moment for me. Everybody stand back. I'm about to be proud.
Yeah.
So listen, you guys, Max Fun, our network that we've been on for almost 10 years, also known as 9.
Change.
Is becoming an employee-owned co-op.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
That means the full-time employees of Maximum Fun own Maximum Fun.
Yes.
And the profits thereof.
Yeah, it's really cool. So if you haven't been following us for a long time, you may not know that Max Fun used to be owned by this fellow, Jesse Thorne, who is still very involved with Max Fun. But he saw that he couldn't stay managing Max Fun forever, and he wanted to do what was fair to his employees. And so he found this organization that would help him set it up as a co-op, which is totally new. I don't think there are any other podcast networks doing this. And in fact, his model was like his wife's dad's old barbershop or some like little company that he was like, well, if they can be a co-op, why can't we? So it means that all the employees own a share of the business, and it's like, I don't know, I'm really impressed by it.
It's great because the easy and profitable thing to have done would have just been to say, okay, who wants to buy a podcast network? You nameless corporation, give me money.
And that's always a really scary moment for all the artists involved, because a lot of things get cut that way,
right? Are you still gonna support independent podcasters, small shows?
Yep.
And this way, that continues.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jesse Thorne, he's really into men's fashion. Jesse, I've got a good podcast name for you. If you want a show focused on men's fashion.
Okay, here we go. Here it is.
The Men Who Stare at Coats.
Okay. Yeah, you should make that with John Ronson.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're friends.
It'd be a great show.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd listen to it.
Tell him. So listen, there's a reason our show's on Max Fun. This is a sustainable model for us. And it's been a sustainable model for other people on the network who we care about.
Yeah.
So employee ownership is a way to make sure that this stays the rule for a long time.
And Max Fun has always been a people first company. And they are our family now. They're our friends. Good people there at Maximum Fun.
Yeah, you may realize if you write into Max Fun, you get a response from a human being. Mm-hmm. We know these people. We're friends with these people. These people come to our Christmas parties. They're really genuinely great people.
But when you sign up, you choose which shows you listen to, and most of your money goes there to supporting the shows, to making them happen. But then a portion also goes to Maximum Fun, keeping that whole network, all of us thriving. It's awesome. It's a great setup.
Great. Yeah. And we won't leave you high and dry without gifts, people. If you give that $5 a month, you get the bonus content. But if you join or upgrade to $10 a month, you get our sticker.
I didn't know that.
And now you do.
Still don't. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, because you'll have the sticker that says that phrase with a light bulb.
My favorite thing that Ross has ever said on the fly to me. I never knew that, and I still don't. It's really cute. It's over a little light bulb. I've got it on my laptop. That could be yours for the low, low price of $10 a month. And if you stop donating, yes, we make you send the sticker back.
Mm-hmm. And unstick it from whatever you stuck it on.
Yeah, and then wear a sandwich board that's like, I don't support worker-owned co-ops. So, I don't know. Just think it through. And at $20 a month, what do they get, Ross?
That sounds like the Diamond Friendship Circle. At $20 a month, you get the Maximum Fun Culinary Kit or Rocket Hat. Do you want to get a family cookbook with recipes thoughtfully submitted by your favorite Max Fun shows, including a very handy vegan replacement ingredient guide at the back provided by Carrie Poppy?
Yes. Finally, no.
That's you, right?
That's me. If you are making a pie and you're like, well, it calls for eggs in the crust. I'm trying to get a little more vegan stuff in my food. What do I do, Carrie? You can flip to the back and say, okay, eggs in baking. And there's a chart that helps you figure out what's the best thing, in my opinion.
What's the cheapest one? What's the tastiest one? I love that on the baking suggestions page, they gave you a category for mayo and you just kept saying, you're baking with mayo?
I created the categories, but yes. Okay.
Oh, I see. All right, well.
But once I got to mayo, I was like, I like well, that I don't know.
Okay. It's very entertaining. Or you can choose a rocket hat.
Yeah, also great. And let's say that you have $35 a month to spare. You're thinking about it and you're like, dang, Ross and Carrie probably get me through my Mondays 4 days a month.
I used to be like Garfield. I used to hate Mondays.
Yes.
But now I have a fresh podcast that drops Sunday night.
And then you're saying to yourself, should I spend $35 a month on lasagna or on Ona, Ross, and Carrie? And you pick Ona, Ross, and Carrie. Well, then you can get a Max Fun apron, people.
This is really cool. It says Maximum Yum.
Yeah. I just got mine in the mail. It's really cute. And then you can make lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
You're saving money.
But you don't get it all over your shirt.
Exactly. And let's say you have $100 a month. Well, first of all, who are you? What's your situation? You sound cool. But listen, you get HQ access, exclusive quarterly virtual hang time with Max Fun hosts and staff, where you can directly give me $100 a month at these meetups if that's what you want to do.
And if you didn't intuit from these descriptions, every level comes with all the gifts below it as well. And maybe you're in between levels. Well, guess what? You can also boost your membership.
Yeah.
There's so many options. You can do the whole gift membership thing. Many ways to spread the Maximum Fun love and get some really cool gifts.
So Kevin, will you join us as a member? That's just a guess. If your name is something other than Kevin, please still join us. Go to MaximumFun.org/join.
So another aspect of their repertoire that we've hinted at is just how they play off of each other.
Yeah.
And that tells you that the cosmic grid structure of the ethereal plane is concomitant with the attainment goals of our lifelong journeys and our place in the universe.
Yes, and as my partner said, the universe is for us all. Isn't that right? Yes.
It is like an improv show. It really is. Like they're playing off of each other.
Yep.
One of them will jump in, the other will just kind of kindly go quiet and nod and smile for a while. And even if it kind of contradicted what they just said, they'll find a way to be like, yes.
Yes, I agree. Yes, and. Yeah, it's got a little bit of a Penn and Teller vibe. Mm. She speaks a lot less. She still speaks.
Yeah.
But she speaks a lot less than he does.
My guess is like 80% him talking and 20% her.
But she does a lot of
Oh, yes. Deep, full-throated sounds. Yes. Oh, round tones.
I was telling my husband, Drew, because we both have done sketch comedy, I was like, man, Twin Ray is like your first sketch that you write for the Groundlings, and then your director is like, yeah, we've actually seen this a lot. It's a little on the nose, you know, make them do something a little unusual, but you can't just have them stand here in white robes and talk in these voices. We've all seen that a million times. But these two are just doing it.
So it feels like a caricature.
Yes.
Like they're kind of making fun of the genre while they're doing it with these big kind of shit-eating grins.
Yeah, it's so weird. And my default position is almost always to assume, okay, it's probably sincere because most of the time it is. But I am, after being around these people's material and hunting down their past lives, I am less willing to believe that.
I'll show Carrie this I'm showing Carrie this clip before the lecture started, and they're having technical problems.
And this one guy, bless him, is just helping them with their computer.
Yeah, this guy in glasses is up there. Oh, well, have you tried clicking on this? What if you hit Shift F3? And the screen is not coming up for them. And Sananda G is trying to help as well. So they're focused on the computer. Sananda has his smile going on. But yeah.
But Miananda is sitting next to him, just Shekina closing her eyes.
Has her hands over her heart.
Shaking her head as if she just can't believe the glory in the room,
overwhelmed by all these wonderful souls in the room. And she does these slow blinks, like kind of the eyes drop rapidly, but then they kind of remain half-lidded as they slowly come up again. It's
just as her sewn-in hair extensions flop in the wind below her sweater.
It just looks so fake.
It really does. It's very hard to buy. Yeah, but I'm so curious whether she actually was in a coma or not.
Oh, if this was an actual...
Because it seems possible. Here would be my guess. Yes, in a coma.
Okay.
Came out of the coma. Yes, people said, like, it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. But her life went on. Then when she met him and she needed a sort of origin story, he was like, oh, you know, yeah, you did have that. You were dead for 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Yeah, he's definitely been doing this a little longer. You can find lectures of his going back where he's doing the same kind of like, just give me as much time as you want and I'll just fill the air with talk. I can do this. I can just keep rattling it off. So he's experienced at this.
Yeah, they just sort of, it seems like they kind of dissociate, just sort of sit up there and I'm just going to let my mouth talk and see what comes out. And every once in a while, I'm going to listen to my own words and analyze them, but I'm just going to keep going. And it doesn't really matter what it sounds like as long as I continue.
Yeah, I'll admit, like trying to take notes of this was just ridiculous because you're sitting there trying to write some of the specific word choices that they're using. And it's so difficult because it's just this kind of never-ending word salad.
Yeah.
With interesting words. And so you're like, oh, I want to get that word. But then you're like, wait, what was the structure there? Like you just kind of changed it mid-sentence.
Yep.
And it's so dense. And like, if you don't have all of the words strung together, you miss kind of like, wait, what were you actually saying? And it's the same situation if you just kind of listen. Like you were saying, it's all kind of low and soft and it runs together and there's
washes over you.
Yeah, there's no like punctuation or like, so think about this, like where you use these kind of verbal clues to sort of accentuate certain parts and create a structure. So you're expecting this next thing and then the payoff. That never happens. And so it all just, it gives you this sensation. And every now and then they would say something that would get like a reaction from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I would then be a little surprised like, oh, you're all following enough that at least you got that last sentence and realized that's a funny. We're going to laugh together.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example from Sananda G, the boy Ray. He says, and I transcribe this word for word. But ultimately what it is at the level of grids, because mm-hmm. all form is essentially frequency.
Yes.
So whatever we perceive as physical
yes.
is a unified field
yes.
as a field of spirit that has mm-hmm. all the information that is allowing that physical reality to come into its appearance.
That is wisdom.
And so,
I know because I don't understand
it. Yeah, and you're trying to write like unified field, spirit, information. These are long words, abstract concepts. And you're like, wait, but what did he say about them? And now he's talking about like morphogenetic fields and ley lines. And yeah, and she's just like nodding and smiling in ecstasy. And then she'll jump in. And
I wonder what role, if any, drugs play in these people's lives.
Oh, well, I definitely know ayahuasca was part of Sanandaji's journey.
Okay.
That's where he met one of his collaborators back in 2013.
Okay. Okay. Maybe you'll tell me more about him in our next episode.
Yeah, yeah. There's an interesting story here. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you more next time too about how I tried to break them. Because I was just feeling as they were doing this whole thing, it felt like a shtick to me.
Yeah.
It felt so insincere and like, haha, we're pulling this over on people, that I started making faces just to see if I could kind of unnerve them, get their attention, see that they were purposely ignoring making eye contact with me. I just wanted anything just to be like, you do realize you're interacting with a group of humans here with independent brains, right?
Right, right. I was definitely giving them an I'm confused look a lot of furrowed brow. And yeah. Since I was the only person standing in that area, they would catch my eye every once in a while.
Which normally I wouldn't do, but like I got such insincerity from them.
Yeah.
That I felt like I needed to pursue this.
It sounds like my reaction to Brazzo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Brazzo struck me that way. And so I just kept giving him this like
stare.
Cheshire cat grin the entire time. Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to occupy a few cycles in your brain while you try to
yes.
theory of mind.
Actually, in a way, it's just me and you. Do you ever think of that? Because I know what's going on.
Yeah, that expression works.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Does.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Oh, no, sorry.
What are we talking about? But what is this?
But listen, we'll tell you all about that at our next episode.
Okay.
But for now, Max Von Drive is the man of the hour, the person of the hour, the drive of the hour. Am I right?
That's right. And you may notice this is an extra episode this week. We're pushing them out a little faster because, well, it's Max Von Drive. This is a holiday. This is a time to celebrate.
So why not make this Twin Ray Max Von Drive 2023 the longest hashtag possible.
We're going to be jumping in with some other investigations that we've got going on.
Lots of fun stuff.
Like Stacy's mom. We've got it going on.
Yes, exactly. And there is a Stacy who works at Maximum Fun, and that's called a segue. You know, for real though, doing this show and doing it with Max Fun has given us a lot of freedom. They have basically no control over our content. And yeah, their whole system makes this show possible.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed around for a reason. You know, it's been almost a decade, and by that I mean 9 years. And that's because the system works really well for us, but we do need your support. Every year, there's a little bit of attrition,
yeah,
and we do have to recoup in order to do what we want to do.
Yeah, and so that's where you come in at MaximumFun.org/join. And, you know, I got to say, like, this podcast, this adventure of ours really does take up, like, kind of all the time I can give it. And having Maximum Fun help with all of the inter-show communication and advertisers and helping all of you when you're trying to access bonus content, so many other issues that pop up, they've got our backs. And
absolutely,
we couldn't do it independently. We're already trying to do so much as a team of mostly two with, you know, our editor and administrator manager as well.
Yeah.
It's a small team. Yeah.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Victor.
Yeah.
Great folks. But also, if you join, there's good stuff in it for you. Remember, you can get that apron. You can mm-hmm. get that BOCO. You can get those calls with hosts. It's a fun community. It's a cool thing to be a part of.
And we're trying to make good on some promises. So if you check on our YouTube now, you can see, finally, us eating Grey Poupon, me, and ketchup, you.
Mm-hmm.
Catsup, you say.
Thank you.
And and me coming down with COVID and not being fully aware of that just yet.
Oh, that's right.
That's right when we filmed that. Anyways, if you go to youtube.com/@onrack, you can see that now. Finally, I know I've been promising it for a long time. Sorry about that.
You're catching up.
Yeah, that's right. Tried to muster everything I could.
So why not join us? Go to MaximumFun.org/join.
Well, hopefully this has been an intro to Twin Ray, but there's so much more to say about them and their pasts and their presence.
And their futures.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. And the quantum grid of the... Yeah, it's almost like a tinge orgasmic even.
Hers is, for sure.
All right, so we'll give you more clips, more lessons, more deep insights about the universe, of course, from Twin Ray. So see you again very soon during Max Fun Drive. You can support us at MaximumFun.org/join.
And remember...
Have you ever wanted to know deeper levels of your divine nature, but didn't know where to turn?
Have you ever contemplated how truly different your life would be if you had been shown how to live in that true divine nature in all moments?
How would your life be different if you had people in your reality that demonstrated great integrity, virtue, and freedom through spirituality, while celebrating life and having fun?
Imagine that you were a part of a community of family and friends that energized, upheld, and supported that spiritual evolution.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.